So it's the time of year where we are talking New Year's resolutions and goals, and as much as New Year's resolutions are something that can often not last past a couple of weeks, goals are something that we can constantly set and tweak to make sure that we are keeping forward momentum in our lives. Life coach, author, and speaker Sally Tebow joins me now as we explore an 8-step process that she has created to help make our goals a reality this year. It's good to be chatting with you, Sally.
Oh, happy new year to you.
And likewise, and nice to have you back on Australian soil. Now, we are going to take a deeper look at the first two steps today. And these are actually really quite foundational when you look at them, because they're not necessarily physical action, more about mental clarity, which I think is a really important starting point.
Very much so. You know, Tim, my years of coaching and working with people, the biggest challenge I find for many people is actually to make a decision. Many people can tell you what they don't want. But when it comes to actually saying what you do want, for many people, it's a huge block.
Why is that, do you think?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. I think for many people, they may have made decisions in the past that didn't pan out. Some people have had domineering parents or strict school rules where they weren't allowed to make their own decisions. Decision making is like an exercise. The more you do it, the more confident you become at it. But for many people, it can be a real sticking point.
So if we're looking at this point of wanting to make that initial decision of what do I want to do or what do I want to change, what are some simple steps to take even to get to that process?
Okay, so you may decide that this year is going to be the year you're going to pay off your credit card. And so the decision would be, okay, what am I going to do for the next 30 days to move me closer to that? Take my lunch to work every day. Or if you want to lose weight, for instance, for the next 30 days, what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk every night after work, or I'm going to get up in the morning every morning and go for a walk. So you're making them in smaller chunks rather than kind of big grandiose things that require a great deal of change to your lifestyle, which of course never stays anyway.
So once we've made that initial decision, we've determined that that's what we want to do. Number two is then creating a vision. So tell me what that means and what does that actually look like?
It's time to make an image of what you want. So when you've made the decision, okay, I want to save money or I want to lose weight or whatever it is, for most people, it can be as simple as creating an image or a screensaver on your computer. And what that does is you're creating this image of something you're moving towards. And when you've got a strong vision of what you want, it helps you deal with overwhelm. And, you know, along the bumpy path to making changes and achieving what you want, that vision, that strong vision that stays in your mind can be enough of a determining factor to keep you moving even though the challenges appear.
What's the difference, or is there a difference between vision and focus?
So when you create a vision, a strong vision for what you want, what you're doing is creating a mental picture. The focus is what you do to stay looking at the picture. For instance, if you want to pay off the credit card and save some money, what are you doing it for? What's the picture you will create in your mind, whether that's to go on holidays, whether it's to buy a big house, whatever it is, you create that picture in your mind that keeps you moving, helps your brain go searching for ways that can make that a reality.
We're looking at 8 steps to help make our goals a reality this year. And we've looked at the first two today, make a decision and then create the vision. And you can find more about this at Sally's website, sallytebow.com.au. And Sally, we will catch you again next time to continue these 8 steps so that we can continue to reach our goals this year. Good to chat.
Good to chat to you too.